This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation, wherever, whenever you are listening. Today, it is 4-9-2018. I'm your host, Daniel Brigman, and you are listening to the one and only, often imitated, never duplicated, Power Hour radio show. You're in the right place. And we've got a great broadcast for you today. One of my favorites, John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute. The assault on the Constitution is not a new thing. It just seems to be ramping up with greater intensity here lately, I would say. And for decades, John Rutherford has been on that wall, or John Whitehead, excuse me, from Rutherford Institute, has been on that wall to stand up for the Constitution, for our unalienable rights, so they say, in the Declaration of Independence, which is actually law. We got some great specials and stuff we'll announce later. We'll get to news. Of course, the big news story in Syria. You know, you can fool some of the people all the time. You can fool all the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all the people all the time. And that is precisely where we are here in 2018, where a big part of the dynamic in the world, the Western world, America, the United States, Europe, all over, do not believe what is being force-fed to them anymore. It wasn't late last week. Trump said we need a timetable of 6 months to get out of Syria. Well, wouldn't you know it, there happened to be a chemical bomb in Syria this weekend. Just so happens. Just a mere coincidence. Assad did that, right? Yeah, right. Like anybody believes that. We're going to get to those stories and more in your calls later in the broadcast. But right now, right at the top, we are going to John Whitehead. And John, he is a, of course, he's an attorney, well-known, world-renowned, received many awards. I didn't know this. He actually received the Hungarian Medal of Freedom, which is pretty cool. Hungary is one of the last bastions of democracy in Eastern Europe now. Of course, he is the founder of the Rutherford Institute, is a nonprofit civil liberties organization whose international headquarters are located in Charlottesville, Virginia, and he is their president and spokesman. We're very happy to have him back on the Power Hour. John, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, sir.
Yes, sir. Sir, that's very formal. I appreciate that, John. That's very nice of you.
Well, I appreciate what you do.
Let's talk about... well, thank you. Feelings mutual. Let's talk about the border. We have small platoons or large platoons of people coming up from God only knows where, south of the border, marching towards America, demanding entrance. The states don't want to protect the border. Trump wants to bring National Guard in. Where are we with this? Why is this such an important issue?
Well, there are a number of issues here that most people don't understand. And people say, how do we maintain freedom in America? And I always say education precedes action. In fact, I've written a commentary people should go today on our website, and it's called The Slippery Slope to a Constitution-Free America. I'd read it because I go into a number of detail what I'm seeing happening across the country. But I've been working in this area about 40 years, and I think this is the worst I've ever seen in this country, and I think we could slide really quickly into something that would be scary, something we've seen in former regimes. But as far as the border goes, let me tell you this. Do most people realize that now extending 100 miles inland around the United States, the government has power to do almost anything they want to? Along that 2,000-mile southern border, there's 4,000-mile northern border on both coasts. That eats up 197 million Americans are caught in that 100-mile zone. It's actually devoured the full states of Maine, Florida, and much of Michigan. And here's what. The Homeland Security, Department of Homeland Security Authority, can have roving patrols with broad extra-constitutional powers backed by national, so-called national security, immigration enforcement, drug interdiction inmates. And what they can do, they can have traffic checkpoints. They're doing it. They're downloading people's – these are Americans, okay, citizens, all everything on their – laptops or cell phones without any warrants or anything. They're flying surveillance drones overhead with high-powered cameras, radar, and tracking movements. And within 25 miles of the international border, and this covers millions of American citizens, Border Patrol agents can enter a person's private property without a warrant. What? What about the Second Amendment? Now, the people who wrote the Fourth Amendment, people who wrote the Fourth Amendment said, you cannot do any of this stuff to Americans without probable cause, which means some evidence of illegality. So those things raise big constitutional issues, whether or not you – listen, immigration control should be conducted. But here's an interesting issue. There are 60,000 Customs and Border Protection employees, and this is a shocking fact. About only 12% actually patrol the border. What are the other 48,000 doing? Why do you need the military to come in now if you have 48,000 people sitting at death or whatever they're doing? That's a shocking figure. Only 12% are actually on the border. If I were the President of the United States, the first thing I would declare is, hey, get up off your butts and get down there and patrol that border so we don't have to call the military.
Why doesn't
or much of the military.
Why doesn't? John, why doesn't he?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just... Maybe he doesn't know the facts. Maybe he hasn't been looped into it. But there's this thing now. I mean, Donald Trump seems to be infatuated with the military. Listen, I'm a former military veteran. I help veterans who are pursued by the government, by the way, for different things, including text messages they do where the NSA shows up their door and threatens to deport them from the country. We've actually helped former veterans. Whatever, I mean, I think that I'm telling people, be careful. Hey, listen, anybody in power, all the great thinkers of this country, the founding fathers, the great thinkers of this country have said, don't trust anybody, mistrust all those in power. Now, who said that? Well, that's an exact quote. That was said by James Madison, who wrote the Bill of Rights. He said, we ought to mistrust all those in power. Do not put your full trust into any leader. I mean, always question. And there are a lot of questions here. I mean, a 100-mile inland border grasping and holding 197 million Americans, and they don't have Fourth Amendment rights anymore. They can enter their house without a warrant by government agents. Mm. Many of them hyped upon power. Now it's going to be the military. Now wait a second here. Let's go to the Third Amendment of the Constitution. You can't be soldiers are not supposed to be charging into people's homes. The Founding Fathers had a revolution over that one. So it's easy to slide into this kind of thing where we're going, oh, okay, we better stop these immigrants and all that. And I agree, we should be patrolling the borders. But the thing is, like I said, you've got 48,000 Border Control agents not doing it. Where are they at? And let me give you
what do they do? John, let me ask you that. What
you're talking
are they
about
doing?
A lot of are set, listen, a lot of government agents, I mean, what do most of the people in Washington, D.C. do? They have desk jobs.
Yeah.
They work 9 to 5. They have good jobs. They have great health benefits. They never put their lives on the line. You can't tell me that you couldn't order 10,000 of these people to go do the border and just forget ordering the troops in or having the troops back them up. I mean, someone should be presenting that to the president and say, hey, let's make these guys do their job. There's 60,000 of them, and only a little over 10% of them are actually on the border.
You're bringing up one of the great dilemmas I'm having about the Trump administration, because although
it
Trump
is a
has
dilemma,
done,
yes.
I mean, Trump has done some fantastic things that 3 years ago, 2 years ago, I never would have dreamed a president would do. No question.
Yeah, he said some things I agree with, yes.
Yes, I mean, he deserves our support, I believe, totally on those things. There's some other things that are very suspicious. You could say, well, we need to protect our borders. Okay, but you just brought the point. If we're putting military in the border, how quickly could that be turned against us to basically destroy the Constitution, just like you said? I mean, I'm conflicted here greatly. Are you having the same feelings?
Exactly. But see, all this is controlled with the Department of Homeland Security, which has, by the way, 240,000 employees, and they're the ones handing out all this heavy equipment, military equipment to local police. Now we have 80,000 SWAT team raids where they're going through homes and people are getting shot. They're I mean, old women are getting shot. Kids are having. I had a police chief call me not too long ago. And he says, "John, I'm taking my SWAT team and I'm curtailing it now." And I said, "Why?" He said, "The other day they crashed through a house in the middle of the night. Some kid was screaming and crying. A cop actually put his RA-15 up to that kid's head and held it, and it shocked everybody in the SWAT team." See. They come in feeling like the military, and they're trained like the military. The FBI is helping train SWAT teams, and the military is helping train SWAT teams. So we have already what the Founding Fathers feared most. It was a standing army. They said, do not ever have a standing army. That's what we had to fight. That's what we got rid of. Now we have, you know, the military doing domestic activities on the border when you have 40,000, almost 40,000 agents that could be some of 10% of them out there could probably be doing the job. So the thing is that there are a lot of questions. You always have to question leaders. And on this one, I got a question. Isn't there a more efficient way to do this? You know how much money it's going to cost to deploy the American citizens to deploy these military people? And we're already paying for border agents to do it? I mean, well, how many people out there? It's tax time, folks. It's tax time. How much money do you pay in taxes? Do you wonder what it's all going for?
Well, money, I mean, money is meaningless anymore. $21 trillion, that's just what they tell us. I mean, it's almost, you know, it's like Monopoly money at this point. It's a joke. Let me ask you this. Okay, Trump puts out an executive order. We're going to limit immigrants from certain regions because we think they're high terrorists and we can't vet them correctly. The courts strike them down. The Ninth Circuit, certainly. We want to build a wall to secure the border. No, we're going to block it every turn. It's almost like a cat and mouse is the deep state, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party. They're both in cahoots to stop all these measures that would prevent him from putting, he wouldn't need military on the border. Is it they're organized to force the military? It's almost like all this is planned. Am I up in the night here or what?
Well, I don't think Trump's an idiot. I think he's the right guy. I think that the question is he obviously has a fascination with the military. He's going to have that military parade, which is going to cost, what is it, $30 million? I forget what the exact cost of it is. Which, you know, a lot of people should, that's something we should be talking about. A lot of the people in the military don't like that idea because it looks like stuff that other countries have done now that have gone, you know, totally totalitarian like China. I don't, you know, the deep state, I was one of the first people that wrote on the deep state. When I first wrote on it, people were going, what in the world is that? It's called the Seventh Floor Group. It was in an FBI memo. It's a group that basically runs the country. Do I think, and again, I have to raise these issues, do I think Trump is totally oblivious? Does he feel like he's fighting these people all the time? I don't think you can fight the deep state totally. I think they run.
Hold that thought there, John.
They make
Hold
decisions.
That thought. I mean, that's an important point. Let's get to that on the other side of this break and more. John Whitehead, Rutherford.org is the website.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Hard Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wish that John could come on and we could talk about happy things and, you know, flowers and rainbows and how the Constitution is standing firm in these courts, but it's not. And he raised what's been some of my biggest fears about Trump, whether intentionally or not intentionally. Is Trump being used to, as a Judas goat, to take all the conservative energy and drive it right into the ground and turn it into our worst nightmare? Is that what's happening? Is the deep state turning this? You before the break, John, you said you can't totally operate opposite the deep state or against the deep state right now. You, at some level, you have to operate with them. I mean, I'm putting words in your mouth now, but you please clarify. At some level, the deep state has their fingers in this pulse here. Your article, Slippery Slope to a Constitutional Free America, let's just lay it on for us. I mean, how dire is the situation we are in right now, and what can we do?
Well, what we're moving, again, I have a book called Battlefield America, The War on the American People. I go through what I see as seeing coming, and everything I'm seeing coming is we're just repeating the mistakes of the past, you know. And again, there's that great George Santayana, a great philosopher, said, if you do not know history, you're going to repeat it. And I think we're going in a cycle now. I think we're going to repeat it. I mean, just remember George Bush, post 9/11, he said we're being invaded, you know, by gun-toting agents, you know, and all that. We got the U.S. Patriot Act. If you look at the U.S. Patriot Act, 400 pages of just completely eviscerates the Constitution. It gives the government total power to do surveillance and completely evade the Constitution. Barack Obama, remember? If people remember, it's just a while ago. He said he was always railing against domestic terrorists. They were invading the country. They came out in 2009. His head of the Department of Homeland Security saying, get a memo on right-wing extremists and left-wing extremists. Right-wing extremists, if you read that list, it included anybody who opposed the government even nonviolent, including veterans, are automatically put on the list, automatically on the list. And what did we get out of that? The National Defense Authorization Act. People, do you know what that is? That's a federal law that allows the president to label someone an extremist and send the military to grab them, detain them, and put them in a camp where they can't even see their family or their lawyer. That's an American law. So we're not in tune, you know. Again, we're facing this border thing with 197 million Americans caught in that 100 trap zone where the Constitution doesn't operate anymore. What would, listen, grab Thomas Jefferson up from the grave and James Madison. What would they say? They'd go nuts. What did Ben Franklin say? Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And again, if you have 60,000 Border Patrol agents and only 12% of them patrol the border, whoa, that alarm bell should be going off in people's heads. What are they doing? Where are we spending our money? But see, everybody knows the government's bloated. I mean, anybody out of Washington. I've sued the president. I've sued Bill Clinton. I've sued presidents, many politicians. And I've been told the same thing over and over and over and over and over. They spend your money. They take your money. All they want is your money. When you have congressmen spending 1 to 2 days a week on going to phone booths to raise money for their next campaign, and we're paying them to do that, that's a fact, folks. How many people knew that? So we're dealing with a government that we're not keeping up with. Most of us are. Addicted to screen devices. The average American watches up to 10 hours of screen devices a day. If you're watching, whoa, you're not going to be involved in your local government where you can stop much of this. There are some communities that are awake, and they're saying, hey, we don't want our local police having grenade launchers and assault vehicles. A little dangerous, especially when you're getting people shot in the back, shot in the head. You get an old lady just shot standing in the driveway talking to somebody with her knife. The police drive up and shoot. A guy with a nozzle in his hand watering his lawn. The police thought it was a gun. They shot him. And the police now are hyped up. And I talked to former policemen who say this, and we can talk more about that in another segment. They're worried about the future of the country because of these things. And now you have them moving to take away people's guns. It's like one, two. It's like someone's counting it down. Do I think Trump could be used by the deep state? Of course. These people have been running the country since Eisenhower. Eisenhower said it clearly. Beware of the military-industrial complex. They'll destroy freedoms and bankrupt the country. How many trillion dollars are we in debt right now?
21, so they say.
Yep.
So that's allegedly.
And who do we owe it to? Foreign governments. Whoa. Just think about that. Some to China. And we're barking at China now?
We're coming out of a break. This is a short segment, a long segment coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, John Whitehead is an absolute expert on the Constitution, one of the foremost in this country. I think you'd please pay attention to what he's saying. We'll be back after this short break. Rutherford.org is the website. Check it out. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I've been sitting here during the break and reflecting and thinking about what John has said and what my research has come to this point. I have begged you on this show. I've begged you to put a Bill of Rights on your refrigerator. I've begged you to talk about it with your children. I've begged you to analyze your children's status even in public schools. I call them government schools. To really look at the miracle that happened in the late 1700s, the great experiment, the greatest single achievement, cultural achievement that we have in history is the Declaration of Independence. that man is its own sovereign under its creator, that we're not subject to kings, that we're not ruled by maniacs, that we have individual rights, unalienable, can't touch them. And the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, solidify these things, codify this idea, this concept that we are Americans, that we are free, and that we are endowed by divinity, is the most unique concept in the world. Politically, and we are about to throw it down the drain. And I haven't asked John this, but he probably feels a lot like I do. I can just see it slipping, and it's panicking me. It's making my heart race fast. I'm upset. And I get emails where people, a lot, mostly supportive emails, let me just say, and thank you. But some, like, question me, even talk about, do you understand what we are about to give away in this nation? I am pleading with you to examine what this means to you. Please, for the love of God. We're talking to John Ruth, or John White, excuse me, I always want to call you John Rutherford. From Rutherford Institute. John White. John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. John, as we look at this, please put my mind at ease a little bit. What can we do? What can we focus on? People that are listening right now, what should they focus on?
Well, I think that there are a number of things you can do. The 10th Amendment allows local bodies, states, to nullify certain things. You can, if you don't like the way the SWAT team raids are going in your community, if you want to make sure that the National Defense Authorization Act is not applied in your community, you can nullify it. Now, whether or not the president will abide by that today, I don't know. It depends. I mean, it depends on how the president feels, but. And we have, in my opinion, and again, in 2009, when under the Obama administration, when they issued that Department of Homeland Security labeled right-wing and left-wing extremists and military veterans as extremists, anybody that didn't like the government as extremists, we moved into a whole new category because all of a sudden you get all this surveillance. And I mean, again, if you see my materials, my book Battlefield America, the articles I write, I go into how we're everything we do is being watched. How many people know that the Department of Homeland Security is doing threat assessments on each home in America? It goes from green to red. If you have a weapon in your home, you have a red assessment, which means if a couple policemen show up, they'll know that threat assessment through their devices, and they'll be agitated. You might get hurt. You might get drug out of your home. Can you believe the government's doing threat assessments on our homes? That's a fact. They're doing that. We've already gone the slippery slope. We're already slid down that, whatever you want to call it. We're there. The question is, what can we do? I think we need to know what has been going on. And like I say, the government's been preparing for this a long time. I've done a video. You can go see it on our website. And I talk about this ominous video that a year ago came out from the Pentagon. They're predicting by 2030 the country's going to break down. They're going to have to move into martial law. They're predicting that. They're training local police and the military to get ready for martial law. It's only 5 minutes long, but it shows economic collapse, all these things. Now look around the country and you see malls disappearing, Toys R Us collapsing, much of the big chains collapsing, the homeless population growing at an alarming rate, many people being flooded into private prisons, arrested for nothing, basically, growing a tomato garden, cases that we get involved in, by the way. The country, if you're not educated, that's, if you don't know what's going on, you can't do anything about it. So get educated. That's the first thing. Start reading on it. Turn off the TV for a while. Sit down and read. Make some notes and go, wow, I'm going down to my local city council. I'm going to run for city council, and I'm going to change these things. But if you don't know what's going on, but like I'll tell you, folks, everything you're doing is being watched. Facebook admits they've given over millions of people's profiles to the government. Google works with the NSA openly, and now they're developing artificial intelligence for drones for Google, and many of their employees now have walked out. They don't think drones should be flying like robots in the sky and making the decision on their own who to attack or kill. That's what Google is developing for the military right now. And those will come home, ladies and gentlemen. You see all the SWAT team rings and the tanks and stuff that police have today? That all came from overseas. It's come home. It always comes home. So we're in a tough position right now. We've let it slide too far, in my opinion. And, you know, people like me, I mean, you yell in the wilderness hoping someone will jump up and say, hey, I'm going to fight this thing. I'm going to do something about it. And I heard you say, put the Bill of Rights on your – we give free Bill of Rights cards to people who contact us. Put it in your billfold. They're powerful, but listen, the average person in this country has no idea what's in the Bill of Rights. I have interns come into my summer intern program. I ask them, can you give me the five freedoms of the First Amendment? I haven't found one student who can in 20 years. They don't even know what's in the First Amendment.
Oh, my gosh.
John,
let me tell you.
Tell me what's in the Fourth Amendment.
John, let me tell you a story I had, and I've said this on air before.
Call them government schools. That's a good name for them because they're not teaching the kids in the language of freedom. They're teaching them in the language of conformity.
No, let me tell you about a discussion I had with my sister-in-law. We were at a family event last summer, and I don't remember how it came up, but it said I made the comment. I said, police systematically and habitually violate the Bill of Rights. And my sister-in-law looked at me with one of those, you know, like, no, they don't. And that's what she said. I said, yes, they do. Anyway, the conversation continues, and, you know, it was at my in-law's family. I was trying to be careful. But I said, I'm not trying to offend you. I said, but do you know what's in the Third Amendment to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights? No. Do you know what the Fourth Amendment says? No. Do you know what the Seventh Amendment says? No. Do you know what the Ninth Amendment says? No. So you have no idea? No. I said, I'm not trying to be rude, but how in the hell do you know or think you know that the police violate the Bill of Rights when you don't know anything about it?
Exactly.
I think that's where we are in America. To me,
yeah.
we are so dagburn ignorant. It's just, I don't know what to do, John. I'm on edge.
How many people know there are 120,000 federal agents running around with hollow point bullets, body armor, every guy in ride helmets, shields, amazing, you know, cannon launchers, assault vehicles, and guess who some of these agencies are? The Food and Drug Administration has their own groups like that. Department of Veterans Affairs, the Smithsonian, they have body armor. Smithsonian Institution has agents that have body armor and grenade launchers. So, listen, and people have talked, the government agents have talked, they say the government is ready. They've been getting ready for years. And I talked about that Pentagon video. When you watch that Pentagon video, it's done by, though, a Hollywood director who has remained anonymous, but I can almost guess who it is when I watch it. It's very well done and very sci-fi looking. But it's saying the country's going to break down and they're getting ready. I mean, there was a 2008 War College report. It's 44 pages from the American War College. The military says it's coming. Economic collapse.
John, let me be clear.
2008.
Let me be clear, because you have a lot of contacts and you come across a lot of people who just throw things your way in your daily life. Be clear to us, from your contacts, from who you're talking to, they're telling you flat out the government is preparing for collapse. Yes? No?
Yeah, they're preparing for disorder or collapse, yes. They think that the economy is going to go kaput. And you're seeing that now. I mean, look around you. Many of these Macy's and chains like that are cutting employees, are cutting shops. Toys R Us is going out of business. Amazon has everybody just sits in their homes and gets the products now. But what's going to be all those people that need jobs in the stores? What are they going to do? I mean, listen, I talk to people graduating law school that can't get a job now. They're selling shoes. They have a law degree. So we are in a mess. It's gone so far down the road, you know. And again, the government, like I say, they're ready. They have 120,000. This doesn't talk about all the million policemen across the country and the 80, you know, all the SWAT team raids.
Do you see police? And we'll get this on the other side. Do you see in law enforcement, what have you, police that are aware of this and are maybe there key moments to mediate this? I mean, are they going to turn to the American people's side when push comes to shove?
I think
that's a good question.
And then the ones that are really vocal, they're seen as outcasts, basically, yeah. They talk to me.
All right. 4-minute break. We'll be back. John Whitehead, Rutherford.org. Support Rutherford Institute, ladies and gentlemen.
Join me in Indian Wells, California for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
One of the most difficult things about being on this microphone sometimes, especially with our Power Mall, is knowing how to promote, and you almost feel weird promoting. I'm about to promote John Whitehead, the Rutherford Institute, like I should promote the Power Mall. Can you imagine being a veteran. You put a text out to some un-American bill that just happened, and you made some comment or some veiled backhand threat almost, and then you had the SWAT team, Secret Service come visit you, whatever, for your speech. Really free speech. Not threatening, but free speech. What would you do? What would that veteran do? Where would they turn for help? The whole weight of this behemoth we call the government, whatever that is coming down on you. Where would you go? John Whitehead, Rutherford Institute, they take these type of people. And they take these situations and they stand for the Bill of Rights. They stand for the Constitution. They stand for your unalienable, God-given, declared rights in this country. How many people are doing that? If you donate money to churches, if your church isn't talking about liberty and freedom and passing out the Bill of Rights like Pastor Wright is there in Texas, why don't you take your money away from the church and why don't you send it to John Whitehead at the Rutherford Institute? Why don't you send to him? Because he's doing God's work more than that church is. And you may be offended by that. I don't care. It's too late. It's too late. I can't sugarcoat this. I can't pussyfoot around it. God's work is liberty. God's work is defending the Bill of Rights. God's work in the year 2018 is standing for liberty, is having the Declaration of Independence imprinted in your heart, because all the world's resources seemingly are mounting against it right now. And when it's gone, you'll think you know what chaos is until it's gone. And then watch what happens. Please donate, Rutherford.org. Rutherford.org, the Rutherford Institute. Buy the books, Battlefield America, fantastic book from John, that you're going to get a historical perspective, and you think, well, I don't want to be overwhelmed. I know these things. No, okay. This is our only hope. Desperation is going to... Our founding fathers were desperate. There was no choice. That may be our only hope, is if we get into a state of desperation. I hate to say that, and I'm not trying to scare you, and I'm not trying to depress you, but this is serious. This is no BS, ladies and gentlemen. John Whitehead, Rutherford.org, Rutherford Institute. He deserves and needs your donations. Please support him. Please pray for him. And please put the Bill of Rights up on your refrigerator, for the love of God. Please. I want to go to guns. The American issue, probably uniquely in all the world, is guns, arms, that we're sovereign, that we can hold our own guns, that we have the ability to be armed. Completely unique, started the revolution, what have you. We're seeing the Parkland shooting, suspicious as it is, what have you. It is or it isn't. Now we're seeing small towns like in Chicago, Deerfield, Illinois, is saying we're going to ban basically all semi-automatic rifles. Even a Ruger 10/22 is now illegal, quote-unquote, by their new statute that they've come up with. The attack on guns has commenced. John Rutherford, let's discuss this, and where is this going?
Well, it looks like it's progressing down the road here to, you know, what, you know, when you have people, because there's such a fear of weapons today. And, you know, again, when I was growing up, that was not true. I mean, people, I remember getting some gun training actually in high school. Today, there's just all this super fear. The problem that I see coming, and again, and London just announced their crime rate is just skyrocketing past even New York City. And they've basically banned guns. It's knives now, knife attacks, people getting stabbed, the gang attacks. And what happens when the government bans guns? Who ends up with the guns? Well, you have your government agencies. We saw they have the hollow point bullets and the grenade launchers, number one. Number two, the illegal trafficking of guns. And the third thing I think that's really, really dangerous, and I see this, I have a lot of people that have a rifle or something. They say, we're not giving it up voluntarily. We're going to fight. So what's the government going to have to do to get the guns? They're going to have to start shooting people. And I hope
John,
that there are
let me
and
stop
listen,
you. Let me stop you right
a lot
there.
Of people cheering that, and there might be.
Let me stop you right there.
Kind of thing.
Let me pause you, John.
There are people
John,
out there that are not going to give up their guns, and you know there are millions of guns out there. So how are you going to handle that? You're going to have to do it with SWAT team raids. They're going to have to hyper up the surveillance. They're going the threat assessments on your home that I talked about. They're going to be watching everything you're doing. And people are getting shot today, like I said, for having a BB gun, walking across the yard with a BB gun in their hand or with a hose nozzle in their hand. So there's a high...
Do you think that it's going to come to that? Do you think that they're going to be confiscating guns or attempting to?
I think they're going to try. I think in some areas they're going to start, yes, sure.
And what do you think will be the result? Do you think it's going to come to shoot them out? I mean, is America not
going
to give it up?
There are going to be those people that are not going to give them up. I know that. But that happens. Now, things may change. But under the present environment, as I think, especially as young people coming up today, they really have no understanding of weaponry, guns like that. If you're trained in the military, you know, how to use a weapon and those things. But like I say, London did away with basically guns, and now they have a high murder rate with knives.
Well, they have a law against knives, too.
They have knives. How are you going to stop
knives? They already have, and it's not working. It's not stopping. It's ridiculous.
Crazy gun control will make no sense because people are going to be hiding them. I shouldn't say this, but I had several contractors talk to me lately. They say people now are building secret gun cabinets in their walls, and they're hiding their guns.
Makes sense.
It makes sense. But why? Listen, this is America. Why should people have to hide their guns? Because somebody goes crazy, you know.
Let me ask, the thing we have to worry about here is
with all these federal agents with all these military rifles, grenade launchers, local police with all that. If the American populace does not have some way to defend themselves, then you might as well give it up. You might as well just go ahead and crawl in your home and hide and watch your TV set because you're going to have to do that. I mean, they're going to walk up to your door, and what are you going to do about it? They're doing that already, folks. 80,000 SWAT team raids, crashing through doors in the middle of the night. People are getting killed. I detail in my book, Battlefield America. And 80% of those SWAT team raids are for mere warrant service, where policemen used to walk up and knock on your door. And I have local policemen talking to me now. They say, hey, the complete training of police is the problem. A lot of police are being trained that the safety of the officer comes first. So I had a local policeman talk to me. He's a SWAT teamer, by the way. He said, I keep saying I thought it was the safety of the citizens to protect and serve. And they're now saying protect and serve the police. That's not the way the government should be operating. And, you know, the Supreme Court's actually ruled, I noted in one of my commentaries, they've ruled the police have no duty to protect and serve. So they're taking that and running with it. The Supreme Court's actually
ruled We have one last segment with John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. Rutherford.org is where you can see this video. Please see that video if you can. And prayerfully consider all this, thoughtfully, meditatively consider all this, and see what makes sense for you. I'm not trying to depress you. I'm trying to invigorate you. And I know that John is too, talking to him during the break. We need invigoration. Stay tuned. One last segment with John.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.